12-Sided Stories is for mature audiences and often deals with topics that may be difficult for some listeners. Discretion is advised. Stories welcomes you to Otherworld Seattle, a story-heavy, rules-light Call of Cthulhu actual play. And now, our keeper, Wes Otis.
Welcome to Otherworld Seattle. This is episode 6, and if you listened to last episode, you really want to know what happened this episode, so let's get to it. We've got some great players. Let's start with Michelle.
Hey, I'm Michelle Otis, and I'm playing Maribel Ochoa, and I'm also failing as many skill checks as I possibly can.
Hi, y'all. Jay Holtham here, playing Sean Charles, and hoping to just get through this.
Hi, I'm Pooja, and I am playing Mira Rao, who is a little bit frantic because her ghost lover is having breakfast with her mother.
Hey, guys, I'm Mac. I'm playing Cecil Mulgrove, and I'm doing the hackety hack hacks.
Hello, I'm Saint, and I'm playing Bailey Wolf, our recently armed photographer.
Before we start, please consider supporting the show through Patreon or on ko-fi.com, spelled K-O-F-I. Now, on with the show.
So, the last episode had so much stuff going on, I'm going to try to touch on most of it. You're all at Holy Roast. Zeus let you in with Chloe. She was working on homework while Cecil was uploading the footage to the internet. Meanwhile, Mira noticed that Zeus's lights were the only ones on and found out that he had a basement generator. You turned off the lights and the men in black came by. Zeus went out and talked with them, and you all thought he was going to die. You were sure that something terrible was going to happen, and they just peaced out. Bailey found out later after following them that they really were concerned about Zeus's aunt, who is a lawyer, and were arguing about how they were going to proceed. You all separated, which is always a great idea in a horror game. I love it. Cecil stayed at Holy Roast to keep uploading videos, jacked up on caffeine and adrenaline. Sean went back to find that his apartment had been tossed and that everything had been thrown everywhere. Luckily, most of his stuff is bachelor stuff, so it's all pretty easy to replace.
It was hard to tell that anyone had trashed the place.
He then went over to Weirdo Video and found out that the men in black had come by to visit and had left a card with a phone number and a weird diamond on it. He then contacted the rest of you. He could not get in touch with Mira. He got in touch with Bailey, who had an interaction with Emily, the landlord, who gave her a gun to protect herself and said that she would, you know, keep an eye on the pool house to make sure no one goes in. Bailey and Sean met up at Weirdo Video before Bailey went off to Holy Roast to meet up with Cecil. They made a phone call. Sean got in touch with Maribel's parents and found out she had been kidnapped and they were frantically looking for her. Mira went home to find a green mess in her room and found out that her new ghost lover, Shannon, had left the house and went over to her parents' place and killed another man in black and is now having breakfast with her mother. And if that's not all enough, Maribel is in a warehouse somewhere outside of Seattle There is a man who's been chained up with a wet cloth over his head and is being tortured as the men in black sit down to question her. And that's everything, pretty much. That's a pretty good recap of all the things that have happened. It's a lot. Let's jump right in. We're going to start with Maribel. You're in a dirty warehouse with a guy getting tortured a few feet away. One of the men in black sits down across from you and says, "All right, here's the deal. You answer all our questions and you get to leave, and that's it. Otherwise, well," and he motions over to the guy hanging from the chains, "you understand, right? We are going to get the answers we're looking for."
"I understand."
"Good. Where is Cecil?"
"Like right now?"
"Yes."
"I don't know. You kidnapped me before I could get in contact with her."
"That's not true. We know you all were together last night, and we know that you were all at the Holy Roast being protected."
"And then we all split up, and I don't know where Cecil is now."
"I doubt seriously you didn't say where you all were going."
"We didn't. They didn't even know I was going to my parents. I didn't know till I hit the road."
"Have you ever met her friend Bacon?"
I know of Bacon. I don't know that we've ever met."
"He goes, well, you're in luck. Now you have. That's Bacon. Bacon? Maribel, you know, your parents were very nice this morning. Very cooperative, and they were concerned about you, that you've been mixed up with the wrong people. We need to find out where Cecil is."
"Why? Why do you need Cecil so badly?"
"Do you think more information that you know is a good thing or less?"
"But I mean,
see, Bacon over there has...
Is this about the Bigfoot footage?"
"What?"
"Well, look, let me tell you something."
"Bigfoot? What do you mean Bigfoot footage?"
"This isn't about the... We got footage of Bigfoot, dude."
"No, there's no Bigfoot. Come on. That's ridiculous."
"We saw him."
"Sure, everybody sees him at some point. Go out there, drink some beer, smoke some weed, and suddenly Bigfoot. Look, we're not talking to you because of Bigfoot."
"Well, if then why are you chasing us?"
"Securities fraud." "Bacon over there, look, it's none of your business. Look, he gets frustrated. He's like, son of a, listen." He goes, "Look, I don't care what you kids are doing out in the middle of the woods thinking you're seeing Bigfoot, but that's not a real thing. And your friend Bacon over there committed a crime over the internet and stole a lot of money and information that we want back for national security. He's not giving it up. And he says that Cecil doesn't have any idea either, but we need to talk with her now. That's as
Cecil,
much information." Don't argue
Cecil
with me.
Doesn't.
No, she.
I argue with you.
Look.
Because this is a bunch of bullshit. No, I'm going to argue with you.
Okay, well, because, give me intimidate roll.
My, that is
all my
quickly.
Skills I don't even have.
A 6. Oh. 15.
Oh. Putting a big old check mark on that one. All right.
Okay. So you've got him flummoxed. There's a great word, flummoxed. He storms off. He leaves the robot guard there. And you hear them talking outside the door. You've irritated him quite a lot. The robot is just staring at you with these empty eyes. And we'll get back to you.
I wasn't done with him.
Maribel's about to go in.
Bailey, you show up at Holy Roast. What do you do? You see Cecil's at the computer typing a million miles per second. She's got a stack of empty coffee mugs next to her, and she seems to be jittering a bit as she continues to work. Place is full, Zeus is filling orders and doing all this stuff and just not really paying attention to what's going on in the corner as she just keeps pounding coffee, and her heart must be set on Hummingbird at this point, to steal a Simpsons reference.
It just counts as speed at this point.
Yeah, it's probably just speed. She's just got like, it's like she took an eight ball or something. So,
hey man, don't judge.
No judging. So what do you want to do?
Well, yeah. Okay. So if it's all busy and mostly full, then I'm just going to, you know, nod to Zeus, be like, you know, acknowledge, hey, I'm back here, not causing trouble yet. And sidle over to Cecil and just be like, okay, how you doing? How you doing?
What? Sorry. Focused.
What's up with the uploads?
Oh, the upload's going, it's slow, but more importantly, I found out that Bacon got into some really dark shit.
Oh, no kidding. Okay. Yeah. Well, I was going to say, I also need to fill you in on the status of our crew.
Is everyone okay?
I don't think so. I'm very worried. We cannot find Maribel at all. And we don't quite know where Mira is. So, wait. We can't find Maribel because she's been kidnapped straight up.
Oh, Jesus.
Right. I'm just really frazzled. And so getting all this in order is a little difficult.
Yeah, but...
Yeah. In fact, can I get one of these? Are you done with this cup of coffee?
No.
Take a... Oh.
No. Fine. I need that. That's my go-go juice.
So I'm going to look at it and be like, you know what? That's probably not just coffee. Okay. Sean indirectly got this card. It looks like something kind of oddly familiar. I think I've like seen it on TV or maybe a billboard or something, but this is, it's pinging me. Do you know anything about this?
Well, I mean, that's how they get into your mind in the first place, if it's TV, billboards, all of that. But I guess I'm going to take a closer look at it and see if I recognize.
It seems like it's part of some like weird like destination, some like casino kind of thing, but I've never really paid that much attention to it before.
Could be some kind of front, we don't know.
Undoubtedly.
Cecil, without rolling, because you're deep into this world, you see that the phone number and the symbol have popped up all over the internet as a front for some kind of data warehouse where they're storing a lot of things for the government, but not letting anybody in. You know that if you were to use this phone number to call, that they would trace you instantly wherever you were calling from. And that the front is just, the symbol is just a marker for data gathering.
Okay. I'm going to relay all of that back to Bailey as well. And just, I mean, it's not the worst thing that we have their number. We can at least get a hold of them, but how and when, and I mean, we've got to get Maribel, like, oh my god.
Yeah, the only thing that comes to mind at this point is like, we're way over our heads, but if worse comes to worse and we know that the only way out is to get in touch with them, I guess this is our key to do that. But that's the only way I can see us using this, unless we just want to be in danger.
Yeah, and we don't know where Mira is at all.
So is there anything else you two want to do, or are you going to wait for Sean to show up?
We're going to, I think, call Mira at work.
Which jitterbug is going to call?
I'll call.
All right. So her mother answers.
Ralph Family Services, can I help you?
Yeah. I'm looking for Mira.
Oh, who is this?
This is Cecil.
Oh, hi, Cecil. How are you?
Oh, I'm just peachy.
She's on her way over. We're having a very busy day today. One of her friends is already here with us, and so...
Wait, what? One of her friends?
Yes. Her new friend, Shannon. Do you know... You've met her, right?
Yeah, of course. I mean, yeah.
Well, she came over this morning and said that Miro hadn't come home and that worried us, but then she said that it would be okay. And then Mira called us this morning and is on her way over. So Mira, you know, I don't know what's up with it. You know, do you know, has she seen anyone?
Like, you know, I would love to just keep on chatting, but you know, could you tell her to give me a call back, please?
Sure, but I can't guarantee, because I mean, her father's very, very irritated right now. There's a lot of corpses that need to get ready this morning.
I'm sure there are. You know.
But I'll let her know that you called.
Okay, it's important.
Absolutely, I understand. I'm sure it is. I'll let her know.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
And I'm gonna turn to Bailey and be like, "Who the fuck is Shannon?"
Bailey's racking her brain. It's like, I don't know. The only Shannon we've met is that freaking ghost. But that's...
No, that would be... No, maybe.
Wait.
We should maybe try and intercept her in case, or make sure that this Shannon person isn't just working with the Men in Black or something.
Yeah, that's a good idea. At this point, any new faces are probably going to be trouble.
Yeah, we can't afford to lose any more people, and we've got to have all of us if we're going to have any hope of saving Maribel.
And have you heard from Elijah?
No, I mean, have you? No. I've been here doing my thing for... Oh my God, is that the time? Holy shit. Yeah, I've been here for a while.
Well, with everything that's been happening to us, it's probably very bad that we haven't heard from him in this long.
Did anybody call him?
You know, maybe before we leave, we should try to ring him or something.
It's your turn to talk. I'm done with peopling for right now.
Okay. She gulps down the rest of her coffee. Here we go. So I guess we have Elijah's home number. Is that where he said he was going last?
Okay. Yeah, he still lived at home.
Okay. All right. I'm girding my belly.
Girding your loins?
I was going to say that, but I'm like, is that appropriate? I don't know. It's... I'm sorry.
It's also, 11 o'clock on a Sunday. Everything is cool. That's cool. Go for it, Conan. What are we doing?
So you call up and Elijah's dad picks up the phone.
Hello.
Hi, this is Bailey. I know it's been a while since...
Oh, Bailey. Oh.
Hi.
It's been, what, a year? How are you doing?
Yeah, just about. Wow, it's you know, I'm sorry to call so early. I'm doing pretty all right. Just wondering, actually, if Elijah's around. I was just hoping to.
What do you mean around?
Well, I was looking for him because we were gonna edit some cool things together. We've been just kind of.
Bailey, are you okay? Did you take something, or are you all right?
Yes, I'm totally good, I believe. I thought so.
Then you do remember we had a funeral for Elijah a year ago, right?
Wow. I am apparently very much not okay. So I will take... I am so sorry. I'm so sorry.
Okay. Look, we all miss him. We all miss him a bunch. And you all were such close friends. And I know it was a shock. And it's been a while. If you need to talk or anything, you know, we're around. Just come on by.
Yeah.
Okay, goodbye.
Can I get a resolve check?
Yes. I need an IRL resolve check. Taken aback there. And now I'm like, my brain is turned off. I'm doing tense.
I thought this would go because I totally thought Elijah's parents were going to be doing nefarious things.
Okay, so I have 60. Well, I had 67 because of something else that happened that maybe I
right,
should
so
have
you want to roll
it.
Under that.
Right. Just talking all out. Sorry. Okay. That's so okay. We hit 59. So I survive this fear.
So yeah, it comes flooding back to you. The funeral, graduation, the funeral. Before he died, he talked a lot about wanting to do a ghost show. And he had all these plans and everything figured out, all his notes on which houses he wanted to check out and what stories he wanted to tell. And it all just comes, like I said, flooding back. Has he been a ghost this whole time? Has he been fogging your memory so you don't remember? You don't know.
Wow. Okay. So we're being haunted straight up. And then Bailey as a character is just figuring this out right now.
Just remembering everything.
Just remembering the whole process.
Right.
Okay.
Did you reach him?
We should go outside and talk about something. And then can I just relay it to her? Be like, I remember. I'm just like, do you remember what's going on now?
Do I?
Yeah.
So, like, it all comes like...
Yeah, it comes flooding back. You all kind of knew it was there, but, you know, he showed up. He seemed so real, and it's not like he went through any walls or was floating above the ground or anything else. Yeah. He went to sleep. He smoked. He ate. He drank. All the normal things. And, yeah, he was always just kind of there.
Whoa.
So you're not sure if Elijah has been messing with your brain at all, or maybe fogging it a little bit so that you would forget about the funeral. But now that you've been snapped back to reality, it all, like I said, comes flooding back. And you're not really sure. It's up in the air. Maybe he was just around so much and you all decided that this was the reality you were going to agree on, but it just all feels strange.
Cecil is going to be just probably returned to that muttering to herself phase, and she's like, I wish I had my pin board and some sticky notes. Like, is this all the same shit or is it different shit?
So what do Bailey and Cecil want to do next?
I mean, my vote is to head to Mira's mortuary and try and make sure that she's safe.
Yeah. And we're probably driving there in complete silence.
Yeah. I would call Weirdo Video, though, to let Sean know where we were going.
Yeah.
So, Sean, they give you a call. Do you let him know about Elijah?
By the way, Elijah's dead.
Wait, Cecil, wait.
What did you say? Cecil, wait, huh?
Yeah. Sorry, just blurted it out. Sorry, I haven't had, like, any sleep, so... Elijah? You know, remember him?
Oh, shit, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, shit, you're right.
I know, man. It's... Fuck.
Oh, yeah, that's... Okay. Okay, I'm just gonna have to think on that for a bit, and then we'll have to figure out what we're gonna do.
Well, we're gonna go see if we can find Mira at the mortuary. All and right. Then we can all regroup.
All right, let's do that.
All right.
Definitely do that.
Yep.
Yeah.
I wasn't sure as how long it would take you guys to figure out, but calling the parents directly sped things up, because he was always saying, don't talk to my parents, and, you know, they're fighting all the time and whatever.
Right. Amazing. But weren't his parents at the hospital?
You saw their shadows, and they were arguing. So you're not sure if that was, you know, something from the past or whatever.
Oh.
Or if he's just trying to come up with reasons to stay around you guys. So by saying all the time, my parents are really fighting all the time, I need to hang out kind of thing. Mm-hmm.
Ghost girlfriends, ghost best friends.
I'm just saying, like, Mira's been living her best life this whole time, and I don't think she realized it.
All right, so, yeah, Sean, you hang up the phone. They gave you all the information. They're heading over to Mira's. At some point, Freedom shows up to work the rest of the night. And when he walks through the door, he says, "You look worried. Are you okay? Is everything all right? Need a hit?"
"I'm okay. Yeah, I'm okay. I should definitely not take a hit of anything."
"Oh, okay, man.
Right now. Yeah, no, I am okay. It has just been a time. So I am just going to sit here for a bit."
"That sounds good. Anybody come in today?"
"No."
"Oh, swear to God. They get too many of those corporate goddamn video stores in town and we're hosed."
"Yeah, yeah.
I've got some contacts coming by in
contacts?
About
contacts?
Yeah, people I sell to."
"Oh, okay, yeah."
"In about an hour, so you might want to head out in about 30. You can just don't worry, right. Don't just, you know, you don't want to be around when they get here though."
"All right, sounds good. Yep, I will head out because I gotta go see some people."
"All right, cool. All right, Maribel, you're in this room, and Bacon says, "Oh, do you know where Cecil is?"
"Not really. I mean, you know, last I saw her, she was at Holy Roast, but I don't know if she's still there."
"You gotta get me out of here. I'm not gonna make it much longer."
"What the hell, dude? What did you do?"
"Oh, fuck, I thought I was just stealing some money and, I don't know, secret, dark. They're part of some organization that the government pays for or something, and I stumbled into one of their honeypots or whatever. And anyway, they've been torturing me for the last couple of days."
"Dude, like, you know, when you first start hiking, one of the first things they teach you is if you see a hole, don't just stick your hand in it because you don't know what's living in there."
"Yeah, hackers aren't really known for liking the outside."
"Yeah, but this was a hole that you didn't know what was in there."
"True."
"What are you doing, sticking your hand in it?"
"Yeah, I don't know, but I'm. You were able to at least get them to stop for a moment. When they come back in here, you have to have some kind of plan to get out. Anything."
"I mean, I don't know. Let me think. I mean, the only thing I can think of is for them to call my lawyer. Because I think if Zeus's lawyer is going to protect us, she'll protect you too."
"All right. Well, how do we do that?"
"Got to find a phone."
"Look, I don't know how much time you got, but you better hurry if you're going to find one."
"Are there any of those robots nearby?"
"Well, there's one that's in the corner just dead-eyeing you."
"Okay."
"The one that was your dad."
I go up to it and I snap in its face and I go, "Hey, Borg, talk to the hive mind for a second. I go, tell your hive mind I want to talk to my lawyer and I want to talk to them now. If I can't talk to my lawyer, I want to talk to Zeus, but I need a phone and I need it now."
It doesn't move. It just keeps staring at you. And a few moments later, the two men come back in. And one of them says, "All right, we're taking you back to the city."
"What about Bacon?"
"We still have questions for him."
"I think you've questioned him enough. You're going to question him to death. And the last time I checked, we have rights."
"Give me an intimidation roll."
"Oh, no." 'No, I didn't make it this time."
"Look, your arguments worked maybe the first time, but this time we're done. Get in the car if you want to leave here."
And I just look at Bacon and go, "I'll send for you."
"All right. So where do you tell them to take you?"
"Holy Roast. They know that we're kind of hubbed there, so."
"Sounds good. like 30 or 45 minutes later, they drop you off and you walk through the door and Zeus says, oh, you missed everybody. They left like an hour ago. They're headed over to Mira's or something.
Zeus, we need to talk to that lawyer. They just had me in a warehouse and I tell him everything. I tell him about bacon. I tell him everything.
Okay. Well, I'll call up my aunt and do you know where the location is at all or?
I mean, was I looking out the window when we were driving or anything?
We can say, sure. Why don't you give me do you have like track or anything?
No. I rolled a 99.
Oh.
Aww.
Yeah.
No idea where bacon is.
Would I at least know like north, south, east, west?
Not with a critical fail.
I just know it's like 30 minutes away.
All right, we'll find him. Don't worry. I'll get on the phone and we'll go out and we'll find him. They're at Mira's. Chloe, can you drive her over there? And Chloe goes, yeah, sure.
Thank you both for your help so much.
No problem. Stay at Mira's if you can. I'll send Themis over to talk to you about what's been going on. I'm sure she'll have questions.
Okay, thanks.
So Chloe drives you over, drops you off. Let's jump over before you get there to Mira's place. Mira, you are the first to show up, and your father's downstairs in the morgue portion, the prepping bodies. Your mother is at the table drinking tea with Shannon, who is sitting there in basically a flapper's dress and one of those hoods that is all sequenced and stuff around her head, as if it's not early in the morning at a mortuary. And your mother looks up and goes, oh, hello, how are you? It's so good to see you. I was worried. Shannon's been just a delight to talk to. It's for someone so young, she seems to just have this old soul.
Yeah, Shannon's really great. I'm gonna get some coffee. And you know, Mom, it's been a really long night. You remember Cecil, she's been going through some stuff, and just had a really hard time of it. So Shannon, I'm really sorry. I worried you.
Shannon says, who's Cecil?
You know, just another one of my friends.
Cecil, a girl?
Yeah. But, you know, she hangs with Sean and them.
Oh, okay. I haven't met all her friends yet.
Deep breaths, deep breaths, deep breaths. Okay.
Where did the two of you meet?
When I was working on that, you know, that TV show that Elijah wanted to do?
Yeah, I remember that. You all decided to keep on with that project?
Yeah, I mean, that's a good idea, and he wants to do it, so.
Wants? Sweetie, Elijah's been gone for a year. We did the ceremony here. Is that why you've been avoiding this place so much?
You know, Mom, I really can't. I can't talk about this right now. Shannon, do you wanna come down and you know, we can. There's a lot of work to do.
Oh, sure. I'll go down and your dad seems like a nice person. Can I get a resolve check from you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I made it. 39 under my 63.
As you're walking down the stairs, you see Elijah just appear at the bottom of the stairs. And he says, I'm really sorry. I didn't mean to fog all your memories for so long with me being around. I was hoping you wouldn't find out.
Elijah, we've been happy to have you here.
I don't want to go. I want to hang out with all of you, but...
You don't have to go.
Well, it's not that easy.
I mean, Shannon's been around since, you know, I mean, I guess it's rude to talk about age, but but Shannon's been around. You could stick around. You don't have to go.
I just figured if you all remembered, then you would start to forget, if that makes sense. I didn't want you all to forget me.
We're not going to forget you.
Look, can you smooth it out with the others? I'm sure they're upset too.
Yeah.
I probably should have told you first, but they called my house and...
Oh, they talked to your parents, didn't they?
Yeah, I was trying really hard to keep you guys from talking to my parents.
We weren't exactly pushing to remember ourselves.
Well, I took advantage of that, and I'm sorry.
But you're happy?
As long as I get to hang out with you and spend the night over at Sean's and pretend like I'm actually smoking weed when it's just, you know, he never notices that it floats up the backside of my head and disappears. I can suck the smoke in, but I can't. It doesn't go down into any lungs because there's no lungs there. I'm not strong enough to reform my entire body yet. It takes time, from what I understand. The rules are weird, and they seem to change a lot. Like, I don't know how Shannon is able to do all the things she does. And Shannon says, well, I've been around a lot longer than you have.
Well, maybe this is for the best, so you don't have to hide it. And maybe Shannon could help you out some?
I guess I could help him out. It's been a while since I've had a new protege, as it were. Elijah says, now that you all know, if you're all willing to keep me in your lives, I'll stay. But I won't try to keep you from forgetting me.
Well, we're definitely not going to forget you now.
I'm going to go and think about some stuff. I'll be back.
Oh, okay.
Look, you guys have your plates full. There's a lot going on. And I just need to go talk to, I don't know, myself, figure out what's going on.
I mean, if you want to hang and, like, if you have enough corporealness to, like, work the record player, you can hang at my place.
I might meet you there later.
Okay.
And then he fades out. Give me another resolve roll, because that was...
That's a lot.
That's a lot. Yeah.
A lot just happened.
And that one was a 31.
Excellent.
I will, after Elijah disappears or whatever, I'm definitely going to turn to Shannon and be like, I can't believe I knew a ghost for, like, a whole year, and I didn't even know. All this time, that's what we've been looking for.
Do you know, you talk a lot. Instead of talking so much, you should kiss more. I mean, you haven't seen me in how many hours?
No, you're right. And you did save my life and my parents' lives.
By the way, do your parents know about you and your desires? When I was alive, it wasn't a normal thing to be out, is what I'm saying.
It's not, I wouldn't say I'm so much out or not out as pretending that that part of my life never intersects with my parents ever, ever.
Well, I didn't say anything to them about anything.
That's because you're the best. You're the best.
We'll keep it that way. I wasn't sure what the situation at home was, so I didn't want to overstep bounds, as it were. And she's always incredibly close to you, just so you know. But then when your parents are around, she completely changes. The whole room changes from just the energy that she gives off in general. And then you hear your dad, Mira, come on, I need help with that. This guy's a bleeder. He's all the blood is pooled and it's coming out the back end and I just need some help now.
Yep, coming.
And Shannon goes, that's wonderful. I'm going to go talk to your mom some more. Don't worry, I'll keep your secret safe. And she gives you a kiss on the forehead and walks up the stairs.
Thanks.
And you go downstairs and there is a lot of corpses downstairs, more than you were expecting. He goes, all right, we got a lot of work. We have, let's get this done. They found some of those campers that were missing. Look like they've been gnawed on by something. I don't know.
Bears.
Maybe. I have no idea. All right. So let's say that you all show up a while later at Mira's mortuary. And all at the same time, you are out on the lawn. I'm going to say that at some point, Shannon disappears again. She leaves. And you're not quite sure where she goes, or she doesn't really mention it. She just tells your mom, oh, I have a few errands to run, and walks out the front door. And you are all on the front porch. How does the conversation start?
I think seeing Maribel again, the first thing that Cecil would do is ask for something to prove that she's still her.
Tell me something only Maribel would know.
Pretty much.
I say, suck it.
All right. So all of you seem satisfied by the friend speak of suck it. And just to recap, you all know about Elijah, but you don't all know about Shannon.
We do know about Shannon, though.
Well, you know that there is a Shannon.
We know that there is a Shannon.
There would be a point of discussion.
I'd be like, I called Elijah's dad. And
yeah, he mentioned.
He mentioned? Okay. Wait, okay. So Elijah died and he talked to you.
And he didn't want to move on. And he says he's sorry. And he thought I would probably be the one who handled it the best, which fair. But yeah, he just didn't want to leave.
I mean, that seems fair, but frankly, with everything else going on, Ghost's best friend is like, okay, all right, why not?
Yeah, I mean, like, I'm a little shaken, obviously. And I don't think the fogging our minds thing was cool. That was just not, you know. But I'm okay with him hanging out. You know, I don't want to lose him either. As long as he doesn't do anything creepy and weird, you know, like come in when I'm changing or something, then I'm okay. Yeah, yeah.
Like, I'm sure the standard rules still apply. No peeping is, you know. But yeah, like, Sean, he wants to still be able to sleep over at your house.
I'm... Yeah, I don't know. That's...
I mean, it's basically exactly what it's been the whole year, it just...
Yeah, but now we know, and that makes it different, and there's so much...
And he was messing with our heads. Like,
yeah.
I just don't... I love the guy, and he...
Yeah.
He...
Loved.
For... He facilitated one of the craziest times in our lives, but now I just literally don't know what's real.
Yeah, and what to trust. I mean, we've been doing all of this video stuff.
I mean, it turns out it's all real, apparently.
Yeah, and now there's a Bigfoot and the Men in Black and all of this stuff.
And the, wait, and the goat. He took us to a ghost first.
Yeah.
He's a ghost. Wait, a ghost named Shannon. Hold on. Mira? There's so much going on. But, like, how did you... Don't tell me that this Shannon... Did you meet a new person named Shannon who was a real person? Or...
Yes.
Is a real person who is alive?
Can I get a persuade roll?
Me or her? Oh, her.
She has to persuade you, Bailey, that...
Right. Like, wait,
there's a Shannon in the mix?
Yeah. I don't have... Like, I have 10 in persuade. I dumped it all into intimidate.
Well, there you go. Get under a 10 and you'll be fine.
Hmm. I don't know how I'd forget this. Acting challenge.
No, not forget, just persuade that she met a new person.
You know what? I rolled a 15.
Okay.
Ooh.
And I'm going to use the 5 points of luck for it. Because I had 75 luck, and this feels like...
This feels like a good spend? Okay.
This feels
I forgot about that mechanic completely.
Yeah, yeah, same. You can spend... Yeah.
So
luck
every
points.
Spot hidden, I have 70 luck. Every spot hidden, I fail.
I'm really sorry. I should have
totally
you.
Forgot about that too. So yeah,
no, I'm that's sorry. Fair. I'm sorry.
It
guys.
Literally like saved all our lives at the other Call of Cthulhu game.
Oh my
played.
God, oh,
man. But okay, so here's the thing. Yes, uh-huh. It's weird, coincidence, whatever. I have a friend named Shannon. She came to hang out with my mom.
When did you? We've literally never heard of.
This is why I don't tell people who I'm dating.
Oh. Dating.
Oh, okay. All right.
I yelled it. Nice. So now maybe her parents heard that.
We are not having this discussion about ghosts and Elijah and everything anywhere my parents could hear us.
Okay. All right. All right.
And then, but I am going to be like, should you snip it?
Can I get a luck roll from you? She did say she yelled it, and your mom yes. has eagle ears and she eyes does. And whatever.
Eagle ears.
elf, no.
Well, I am very lucky in several ways, because I rolled a 69 under my now 70 wow. total.
Oh, right.
Also, 69.
Nice.
That's funny. Okay. So, no, luckily your parents, your mom didn't hear you, and you're like, shh.
Just don't. If you bring my mother down here, I'm going to. There will be more ghosts. We're gonna fight with what? We're both weak.
Okay.
So, as you all are arguing and kind of going over all this stuff, a really nice Bentley drives up and parks in front of the mortuary, and this insanely tall woman comes out of the car. She's probably about 6'11", super tall, really muscular. She looks like an athlete, definitely. She has on these flowing Grecian-like dress, and she has high heels on. When she walks like she's been in high heels her entire life, kind of thing. You know, there are people who know how to walk in high heels and people that mm-hmm. do not.
Yes.
Yeah.
She walks right up to you and says, "Hello, my name is Themis. I'm your new attorney. Zeus told me about the situation. Is there some place that we can go talk that's less out in the open?"
Mira?
Yeah, Mira.
Yeah, totally. wow. And I guess the first thing would be, how okay are you with bodies?
Darling, I've seen my share of morgues. Do not fret.
Okay. So I'm going to lead everyone down into, like, the work area, because my parents have both gone to, like, deal with something else. And it's the only place in the entire house that we know that, like, I know that we will not get interrupted at all. Like, it's lunchtime. That's the only reason, like, my parents aren't yelling at me. So now it's like, also, you know, this is kind of part of the story, because the hikers, where we are preparing them for their rest.
Oh, well, that's fine. I want all of you to make not a resolve check, because you're not really afraid of him. I want you all to make a con check, because the smell of embalming fluid and everything else just hits you like, not Mira, obviously, because...
Made it.
All right.
Oh, I did not. I have 53 over 50.
Oh, no.
Right.
You get real queasy, and you're just, you don't get, like, you don't throw up or anything, but you're just not feeling it. You're not doing well.
Formaldehyde is my weakness.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. That's just like.
Here, you'll probably, it's like a menthol here, and I hand you, like, a little jar of ointment to put underneath your nose.
Themis seems like, have you ever met those people that no matter the place or the situation, they look graceful and put together and everything? She doesn't seem bothered or put off by anything, and she's just like, all right, this will work. So my nephew was telling me that these government types were giving you all a hard time, and they kidnapped one of your friends, a Mr. Bacon. Is that right?
Yeah, they had him chained up and hooked to a battery and...
Wait, what?
Yeah.
They told you all this, Sean.
Oh, they did. Okay, yeah. I wasn't sure if we'd heard all this. I was like,
yeah, this is all stuff that we did the whole everybody knows everything kind of thing.
Info dump.
Yeah. Except for Shannon.
Except for Shannon, because someone's a liar.
Because some people don't seem very accepting of ghosts.
Wow.
Oh, okay, fine. You know what? We'll have this discussion later.
Look, I understand that the inner party dynamics here are kind of tense right now, but I need more information if I'm going to help you. So they've been following you around. Do you know what they want?
Okay, so I asked them, because we had gotten some footage of Bigfoot, and we thought that that's what they were after us for.
Right.
And when I mentioned that to them, they didn't seem to know anything about it or to really care, and in fact laughed at us and said, oh yeah, everybody sees Bigfoot. But I guess Bacon did something really bad. I don't know, Cecil, can you shed more light on this?
You know, I appreciate Bacon and his Robin Hood aesthetic, but he went digging in the wrong place for funds and found someplace very dark, very government, and did some things he shouldn't have done redistributing wealth.
Well, here's what I know. I've contacted a few friends who have dealings with the law enforcement arm of our government. And I found out that this group is definitely covert. The government is trying very hard to cover them up. I ran into a few of them at Holy Roast, and I asked them where your friend was. And they claimed they did not know what I was speaking of, which obviously is not the truth. So I've put my people on doing some investigation work. These government agencies don't like to be investigated themselves, so maybe by shaking the olive tree, we'll get some answers.
Can I show the card that we had, the casino diamond thing?
Interesting. I'll have to take a look at this. As you know, governments have mechanisms to take away people's rights. That is what they've done with Bacon, and I'm trying to claw back his rights, let's say. They are very interested in speaking with Cecil. And, of course, I don't think we should allow that to happen quite yet until I have more information. Maribel, do you tell her about your parents?
Yeah, I tell her about my parents. I tell her everything because I figure if she's going to get us out of this, she needs as much information as possible.
So here's what I want you all to do. Go about your normal day. Try to stay together in groups. Cecil, you especially. Do not answer any questions. If you get picked up for anything, you call me. And she hands out her very elaborate, very expensive business cards to each of you. I need to put the puzzle together before I can mount a defense against what they're doing. Are there any questions?
I gotta ask just generally, what's your perspective on the supernatural?
You mean like Bigfoot?
Well, you know, that's a more, I mean, honestly, to be fair, this room we're in right now is like the evidence for itself, but we might be dealing with something less tangible physically.
Is that a long-winded way to say ghosts?
Yes.
Are you trying? You can't just...
I'm trying to stick the Elijah on Elijah.
What the heck?
Yes. No.
What?
A lawyer? No, wait. I am passionate about finding out what the fuck is going on because I didn't know ghosts were really, really real. Sorry, ma'am. I didn't mean to curse in front of someone so glorious.
Don't worry about that. She goes, look, of course it's all real. And that's where we're going to stop it.
Oh, boy.
Thank you all so much. That was a lot of fun. I hope you all enjoyed it. And let's find out where these wonderful people are all at. Let's start with Saint.
Hello, I'm Saint or a Saint Spider, and you can find me on Twitter talking about nonsense at Saint Spider TV. That's all one word spelled out. And then you can also occasionally find me on Twitch at twitch.tv/Saint Spider, all one word. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Pooja. You can find me on Twitter at LA Daisy Girl. That's LADESI Girl. And on pretty much all the other socials as Forgotten Saves. If you want to hear me play more TTRPGs with fewer ghost girlfriends, unfortunately, you can find me on Happy Jacks RPG and also on It's Probably Okay's Twitch channel.
Hey, I'm Michelle Otis, and you can find me on Twitter at Michulu. That's M-I-C-H-U-L-H-U. You can also find my music through Plate Mail Games on DriveThruRPG or subscribe through BattleBards.
Hi, y'all. You can find me on the socials at Jay Holtham in the places where one is social. And you can also find me playing games at Happy Jacks and It's Probably Okay's Twitch channel, just like Pooja.
Hey guys, I have been and will continue to be Mac Beauvais. You can find me everywhere online as at Strange Like That. That's the Twitters, the Instagram, the Facebooks, and my website.
And I am Wes Otis. You can find me at Plate Mail Games on Twitter. You can also find the podcast at 12 Sided Stories, the number 12 Sided Stories on Twitter and Instagram, or on our website at 12 Sided Stories. You can help us out in one of several ways or all. Give us a review, give us a shout out on social media, or go over to Patreon and join our Patreon at 12 Sided Stories, or our Ko-fi at Ko-fi, Ko-fi. At our Ko-fi page, we are raising money for our wonderful cast. Thank you so much for listening. We're having a lot of fun, and we hope you are too, and we'll talk to you in a week. Bye.
Bye.